Good old June. And I'm recording this on America's big day, aka today where the entire sky gets lit up like a firework. See what I did there? You didn't, because you heard it, didn't see it. I'm very unfunny. Please do not laugh at my jokes. I want to be insecure about my humor because my humor sucks. Welcome back to Me Podcast. It is me, the guy no one listens to because no one listens to this shit. Thomas. Shall we get into what I did in June? A.K.A. Pride Month. And no, I'm not making this a Pride special. As a matter of fact, you guys slow down on Pride Month specials. Yeah. That's right, I ain't celebrating Pride Month specials for several reasons. One, we don't actually celebrate Pride Month in June. We don't even celebrate Pride Month. We have a dedicated, I think it's a week or so, around a week's worth of time of dedicated to Pride in Denmark here, where I live. So yeah, we don't do Pride Month here, but I still do acknowledge it. Sufas are not part of Pride. Sufas can go suck my dick alongside pedophiles and, you know, the usual people that will never be socially accepted. Let's keep it at they will never be socially accepted. Right, let's get into it. Now, June 2023. What did I do this month? Well, I watched a movie. I like all the movies. Let's start out with Rise of the Beast. Overall opinion? 7 out of 10 good movies could do with some further screen time for all of the other characters that don't get any attention at all. Jeter Reinog's stratosphere. Also feel like they could have done something different with a plot MacGuffin. And again, they couldn't do anything different. It's a plot MacGuffin. There isn't anything else to do with it, so yeah. Now let's talk about the movie's plot. Some ancient museum finds a witch statue with some bronze encounters. Noah Prime calls all Autobots because some weird key guy that was activated, which sends a signal, which sends a beacon that the only Autobots can see. They all meet up. Optimus is slightly annoyed at Mirage because a human gets in the way. Mirage uses Noah to his advantage. They sneak in. Tries to steal the thing. The terror gun show up. Whoop everyone. Everyone gets their asses whooped. Prime gets his ass whooped. Prime is referenced from Scourge. B intervenes with Scourge. B gets in the way of Scourge trying to kill all of them. Trying to kill Optimus. B fucking dies. The Terracons up and fucking leave. Optimus gets depression and they have a conversation with the thing that scared the Terracons off. Air Razor, they go to Peru to find the second piece. They go on a the Autobots and Terracons go on a big chase sequence with the and they end up all duking it out and rolling around. Meanwhile Noah and the museum leader, I actually forgot her name, encounter Optimus Primal, and Mirage shows up out of fuck. Mirage materializes out of literally nowhere. Nowhere, and says, "Hey, stay away from my friend." Shiro shows up, and Mirage screams at the girl. Pablo shows up. Flip. Optimus. RZ shows up. Says, and Optimus shows up in the most badass way and says, "Stand down. I won't ask a second time." To talk about the things that are going on, the dog for a little while, find the second piece of the key. Erisa, who actually got infected by Scourge. I infected you with Scourge's virus. Why? Because I felt like it. Okay. But Erisa, who got infected by Scourge, goes absolutely haywire. Optimus Primal kills Erisa. Sad. We didn't even get to see her transform. Depression. Even get his ear. Damn it. The Autobots follow Scourge, who has the key. Scourge tries to bring you up on there. Everybody teams up for a big climactic final battle. The climactic Things go to the Mirage, tries to 1v1 Scourge. Mirage gets his fucking ass kicked. Though it gets brought up because Mirage was a fucking idiot and instead of his name. Mirage fucking dies. Noah becomes an armor for Noah. Noah starts fighting Scourge. Optimus shows up to help. And they both get overwhelmed. With Noah being yeeted down. Noah being yeeted down to ground level. Oh, yeah, by the way, Battletrap, one of the Derricons, got killed in a funny minute. Got killed. Speed comes back from the dead because that energy, because big energy surge from the key being used ended up being enough energy to bring him back. It's a weird thing. It makes more sense if you watch the movie. I don't exactly remember the details. Big battle continues. Optimus fights Scourge. Big Scorpions show up because Unicron will vomit them out to help. They fucking die. Oh, and, yeah. Scourge fucking dies in a brutal manner because Optimus Prime has had enough of his shit and he was being a whiny bitch. So Optimus whooped his ass hard. Hard and said the greatest line in the movie. I've had enough. Time to show you the real power for Prime. The line delivery was 10 out of 10. The emotion was 10 out of 10. Perfect line, 10 out of 10 for a perfect battle between Optimus and Scourge. That battle was 10 out of 10. They realize they cannot stop the key because Scourge destroyed the control panel, which did that. Optimus stays behind to sacrifice himself to destroy the key. He does. Things get sucked up. Optimus is about to get sucked up. Noah shows up because he sucks at following orders. Orders. He tries to pull Optimus back. That kind of fails. Optimus slips. Primal catches him and they roll out and one of the greatest cinematic masterpieces of a song that all in one place, and I ended up smiling out of pure joy. We all have our happy ending. Noah joins G.I. Joe. Mirage is back, and yeah. So yeah, overall, Scourge was a good villain. Out of all the live-action Transformers villains, he's number 3, even more, with number 2 being Snow Prime and number 1 being Megatron, duh. Yeah, this is the best version of Optimus Prime in terms of who would win between him and Bayverse. I mean, so far we've seen more from Bayverse in terms of skill, but I think we've seen more raw power. I think we've seen more resilience and, well, power from... Actually, no, Bayverse Prime is really massive, and we haven't... Yeah, I'm gonna give it to this. Actually, it's really complicated between... Because Night vs. Optimus, I might just say that he's fast. He's stronger than Bayverse, and I would even say he's more durable, given that he doesn't really get torn apart like Bayverse does. I'd say Bayverse is faster and is slightly more skilled. But ultimately, I think I'm actually going to give it to Nightverse in terms of who'd win between those two. Also, no, Bayverse is not actually that powerful. At best, city block. At best, small town level. And if we fucking wank him. There's a whole bunch of Pascal nonsense. You don't get it. Unless you watch Death Battle. Unless you got too much into Death Battle and decided to check out the community, you wouldn't get it. Anyways, so the other movie I watched was Across the Spider-Verse, like everyone else did. Overall, 10 out of 10 movie. Perfect movie. I cannot say anything that I haven't said already. One of my hopes for the next movie, Spider-Man Noir, does a lot of things. Spider-Man Noir things. We get to see more of the crew from the original. They interact. And also, actually, a great hope I have for Beyond the Spider-Verse, or something I kind of would find cool, is a battle between Jessica Drew, Ben Reilly, and Miguel O'Hara versus Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Ham, and Penny Parker. Which, it would be such a cool fight, seeing those. In terms of who'd win, I mean... One group is literally plot relevant. The other group is less plot relevant. But ultimately, I would say Benny Parker beats Jessica Drew. Spider-Ham is Spider-Ham, so Ben Reilly is fucked, and Miguel O'Hara will give a slight advantage over Spider-Man Noir being his physicality. He's physically a fucking menace and built different. Like, this dude was outpacing Miles' wall crawling by literally scratching his, literally crawling his way up. He was out for fucking blood. Although kind of point, Noir has a fucking gun. Yeah. Now, that's all the movies I watched. I also actually watched Demon Slayer. I could get into a review of it, but overall, season one is 7 out of 10. Season 1, 8 out of 10. Season 2 is a solid 10 out of 10. And season 3 is a solid 3 out of 5. Save that. It's a solid... I'll give it a solid 9 out of 10. So overall, 8 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10. Entertainment District Arc is fucking amazing. I cannot stress enough, Inosuke is the best girl. Also, who's my favorite character? I like stupid fun. So you can probably guess, dumb fun. Inosuke. Also, Rengoku is really a good character. And also, Rengoku deserved better. Justice for Rengoku. I'm gonna create an AU. One. Where everyone's best boy lived. Yeah. Okay, admittedly, everyone's wanted to do that. Although Rengoku died happy. So yeah, let's put it on that. Alright. Now. What can... Now. Anything else I did? No, not really. I mean, I uploaded a YouTube video, but it's only a minute long and it's fucking wacky. I would say go watch it, but then again, every one of the things I make are so cringe that you might as well... That you're gonna watch one and think, I'm never gonna interact with this guy again, and I'm gonna fuck off. And hopefully never see him again. Which I don't blame you for. But so, yeah. Thanks for tuning into this episode of fucking, I don't know, anymore, Pin Podcast. Is that what it's called? No, of course not. I'll smell you nerds later, hopefully. Never, maybe. Tomatoes. Ciao.